Mapping technology was used in a study in Vanuatu designed to combat the ravages of climate change. It was found that whilst coffee crops are facing challenges, cocoa could be a great replacement crop. I asked Dr. Leanne Webb, science lead for the CSIRO Asia Pacific Climate Intelligence Team, at the annual Crawford Fund conference in Parliament House, Canberra, to explain the CSIRO findings.
So this study was undertaken in Vanuatu, and we were looking at quite a few crops, but two of them were cocoa and coffee, where we looked at into the future, into the period around 2050, to see where these crops might be best suited for growing under the warming climate conditions. So we use GIS mapping, so we can look at the temperature into the future. It was mainly temperature that was driving these changes. So for cocoa, currently where you grow cocoa, it can't be too cold and it can't be too hot. All right. So we mapped where is the likely best climate for cocoa. And into the future, it was interesting because the areas where it's currently too cold is actually where it ameliorated. So you can now grow cocoa there in under a warmer climate. So what we found for cocoa is an increase in suitability across the whole archipelago, pretty much. There was shifting, of course. Some places became too hot, but many places became more suitable.
And this is a way that people are going to be able to deal with climate change or warming particularly, because then you're looking at, well, something's going to go wrong with these current crops, but we've got these other ones that maybe you could move to.
Yeah, so that was the winner. That was kind of like the commodity that is gaining in suitability. Coffee, however, is losing suitability in Vanuatu because it's going to become too hot in many regions for where coffee is already growing.
Now, this is very simplistic, but I thought, well, you know, couldn't you move up the hill a bit where the altitude gives you a cooler climate, or is that not going to work?
So for coffee in Vanuatu, it's already growing in one of the cooler parts in the most or second most southern island called Tanna, and it's a really already a cool area. So it's kind of like it's just getting a little bit too cool in the future warming climate. However, where the coffee might be less suitable, there might be opportunities to plant cocoa in future, for example. Now, these are all just a guide, and there's all sorts of microclimates and other climate variables and soil that we've assumed just are always suitable, right? So we're just looking at temperature suitability here. We have to be careful in saying that.
Because there could be changes in rainfall and other things like that,
exactly.
You know, more cyclones. So, you know, that's going to affect the types of crops too, isn't it?
Exactly. So in saying that cocoa will become more suitable and coffee less suitable, we're not talking about other climate factors like tropical cyclones, like sea level rise, although these crops tend to grow in much more elevated regions, so less affected by sea level rise. But yes, so it's a very simple analysis and is used as a guide to help with regional planning.
And this is part of a program the CSIRO has, and if that's the case, what else are you going to be looking at?
Okay, so this is part of one project. It's actually delivered by SPREP, which is a Pacific organisation that coordinates all of these projects. We've also done at CSIRO work in Papua New Guinea and Samoa, looking at coffee and cocoa as well.
Yes, I noticed in the presentation just now that the PNG were particularly, they talked about coffee as well. Coffee's quite big around a lot of these smaller countries too, aren't they? They're looking to go to coffee.
Yeah, so from memory, for Papua New Guinea, the coffee growing is actually moving to more elevated parts of Papua New Guinea. It's already grown in the highlands there. So, yeah, it's another interesting study, but we also did some mapping for there. So this kind of mapping approach is a really good guide for regional planning because using quite simple metrics, you can get an indication that something might be less or more suitable for growing under the changed climate conditions, like out to 2030.
That sounds like there's some hope for people when we are worried about what might happen for the future. You've got some sort of a pathway then, haven't you?
There's definitely options for going forward that we're trying to explore more with all the different crops that can be grown. That's for sure.
Dr. Leanne Webb, science lead for the CSIRO Asia Pacific Climate Intelligence Team, speaking with me there at the annual Crawford Fund Conference in Parliament House, Canberra.